Radio 59 WROW, first on the dial.
And now, another tale well calculated to keep you in suspense.
The Long Night by Walter Black.
That you, Vern? Hey, why'd you shut the radio off?
How you can stand all that caterwauling's beyond me.
Nobody's asking you to listen.
That's why I shut it off. Supper ready?
In a minute. You better wash up.
Anybody drop around today?
Oh, sure. Hundreds of people.
I asked you, Betty Lou. Anybody drop around?
Just old Mr. Collins to pick up the eggs.
I saw him. Nobody else?
Nobody else.
Somebody called. I heard the phone around 3 o'clock.
Jessie Froelich. She and Gus might drop over tonight.
Hand me the soap.
Yeah.
Where'd you go in the car?
I went to town and bought 4 yards of dress material out of my egg money. Oh, and I saw the spring coat in Pendleton's window, Vern, honey. And oh, honest, it's beautiful.
Hand me the towel.
It's marked down to $30, and, well, I got 7 from my egg money still left, and... Well, Vern, honey, could you lend me 23?
How many times do I have to tell you we got no money to throw away?
Oh, I'll pay you
back.
That's
not the point. You can use that $7 for better things.
Don't you care how I look?
You look fine to me, just like you are. Besides which, you already got more clothes than any other farmer's wife around.
Yeah, but most of them, their husband's in debt to everybody. You don't have to worry like they do, Vern. You got money.
Well, if I have, I got it by not throwing it away. Yeah, just you.